Well, today we have one of the most interesting healings in the New Testament. This is the only time the Lord ever healed in stages. Normally, when the Lord said to a leper, be cleansed, they were cleansed. If he said to a blind man, see, they could see. Or to a deaf man, hear, they could immediately hear. Or to a crippled man, walk, they would immediately be cured. But today is the first and only time in the New Testament where the Lord heals partially and then prays over the person a second time to heal them totally. So why does the Lord do this? Let's take a look at this Mark chapter 8. And this miracle is only recorded in Mark's gospel. None of the other three gospel writers record this very interesting miracle. It takes place at Bethsaida. This is where St. Peter was born and raised, the town of Bethsaida. It's along the Sea of Galilee. And what we see in this particular gospel is that these men bring up this blind man to meet the Lord. And the Lord, other times, would just say a prayer over the person, but this time he does something very different. It says he takes the blind man by the hand and he leads him outside the village. And the only time the Lord ever took somebody and then led him away from the crowd. This was more of a private miracle that the Lord wanted to do for this man. So he takes him by the hand, he leads him outside the village, and then he does something, again, very interesting. He takes saliva, he takes his own spittle, and he rubs it into the man's eyes. What we see here is what's called the sacramental principle, how the Lord uses this spittle to bring about this healing. You know, for example, the Lord often uses material things through which to give us a blessing, such as holy water, or in baptism, or holy oils in confirmation and the anointing of the sick, or perhaps, you know, on Ash Wednesday, the sacramentals of holy ashes, to be blessed with ashes, or palms on Palm Sunday. See, the Lord often uses material elements through which he can give his graces and blessing. You know, being blessed by a relic of a saint, or again, using blessed oil from the shrine of St. Anne de Beaupré, or St. Joseph's Oratory. See, these are sacramental things. These are holy objects that the Lord can use to bless us. So today, the Lord uses this sacramental principle, and he rubs this man's eyes, and then it says he lays hands upon him. Then he says, do you see anything? And the man says, yeah, I see people, but they look like trees. Okay, so this is the first stage. So there's partial sight. And some of the fathers of the church, in commenting on this, say that perhaps this twofold stage in this man's conversion represents our twofold stage, because there's initial conversion to Christ, but then there is discipleship, okay? See, people first accept Christ as their Savior, right? But then you have to accept Christ as the Lord of your life. See, you don't just accept Christ as Savior, but then you have to gradually live that life of his lordship over each aspect of your life. So here's this twofold stage of this man's healing. And many of the fathers of the church say that it could represent our journey as converts or coming to Christ. It's not just a once and done thing, as many of our Protestant friends think. You just accept Christ once and it's all over. There's more than that. It's a daily accepting of Christ, daily accepting the lordship of Christ. Yes, Christ is our Savior, but he also has to become the Lord of our life in every aspect of that life. And perhaps the Lord did this to show the apostles that they were only partially getting the message. Right now, they saw Christ as perhaps a great political leader, maybe the Messiah, but it would only be later that they would come to see Christ as the Son of God. So again, the apostles were in this gradual process of getting to see who Christ truly was. They had a blurry picture of Christ at the beginning, right? But eventually they got to see Christ clearly after his death and resurrection. So perhaps this is our journey as well. You know, we born and raised Catholic, but then we have a deeper conversion later in life, right? Or many people that are not Catholic, they become Catholic, and this is part of their deepening of a conversion. So it's not a once and done process. So then the gospel concludes by the Lord prays over him again. And then it says his eyes were opened and he saw everything clearly. And what's interesting, if you read a few verses right before this occurred, which we heard yesterday in yesterday's gospel, it says the apostles did not understand Jesus. Again, so perhaps the Lord worked this miracle to show them that still they began to understand Christ, but they did not yet have the full grasp of who he truly was. And eventually, they would come to see Christ, who he was, very clearly.